squat. It's a unicorn.
The other thing is this ridiculous thing of, let's ask the average person what they think. Let's stop asking the average person what they... Do you know how fucking stupid the average person is? We still sell bottles of bleach with big labels on that say, do not drink, right? Let's take those labels off, right? For 2 years, and then have a referendum.
I want to kill the unicorn. God, you're on fire.
Everybody, welcome back to Splatch Unicorner Podcast. Why do we sound so weird? Oh boy. Oh shit, we gotta figure it out, man. Just sounds so low. Hold on. Everybody just hold on. Yeah, hello there. Is that better? Is that any better?
I don't know, for some reason.
It sounds... sounds weird.
I want to kill the unicorn.
Sounds low. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Come on, man.
Something don't sound right. All right. Hopefully this is this. Maybe it's this microphone. Maybe it's this microphone. I don't know. I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Come on, man.
Huh. Oh, well. I guess we'll live with it for now. Just sounds a little weird to me. A little strange to me. Is that better? Is that better? Is that better? Hello. I guess I should have done this before the podcast. It just sounds like I'm not even in the same fucking room. Hey, everybody. All right. I guess this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. Hopefully, it's not low quality. Hello. It's pissing me off is what it's doing. It's pissing me off. But hopefully you can hear me, because it seemed like the last episode I listened to a little bit of it sounded a little low.
I want to kill the unicorn.
I know, honey. Here we are. If this doesn't work out, I'll try and rearrange anything, because I was dicking around. We got some episodes coming up with multiple guests, three people here at the same time. So maybe that's where things got jacked up. You know, I'm just setting it up for the next interview or whatever I'm doing, man. It's not my fault. Also, it could have been that I spilled something all over everything right before we started. Not all over everything, but it was enough to piss me off. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It just sounds like I can't hear anything. I don't know. Maybe, hopefully you guys can hear me. But I'll try and talk a little louder today, just in case you cannot hear me. Is that better? Is that fucking better? How's everybody doing, by the way? Enough of my bitching. You know what it is? I miss my big microphone. I wish I could attach it somewhere, but I don't think I can. It's all glass over here. Oh, glass over here. I guess I could put it there. Let's hold on, folks. Let's take a pause for the cause.
I want to kill the unicorn.
I know. Hold on. Let's wait till the song's over. I think it's almost over. So I'm just going to switch mics out and see if that makes a difference. Sorry I'm doing this on air, but I don't feel like starting this shit all over again. It's a process. And I know you guys got the patience. For you, it's going to be a bloop. A bleep, 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 bleep. For me, it's going to be a process there. So give me a fucking break here. Give me a break. Let me get things. Let me see. I just want to see something. It just doesn't sound. I don't know. Does it sound fine? Am I paranoid here? Hello, hello. All right. We're gonna go with it. Fuck it. I don't feel like switching it out. Because then I got people coming in for interviews, and I just have to switch it back over. So we're going to go with this, and hopefully this works out. I'll try and talk closer to the microphone. It just sounds like I'm far away. It could be my headphones. Could definitely be the headphones. I don't know. Headphones. 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 Okay. All right. Oh, well. Anyway, folks, how's it going? How was everybody's weekend, week, whatever you fucking doing? Did everybody, let's talk about it, did everybody get to see the eclipse? Wherever you were, hopefully you were in the totality path like we were here in Texas. And it started off, you know, I was working, so in between what I was doing, I would go check it out, and then my brother calls me about 1:30 here in Texas, 12:30 his time, I would imagine, or something like that. And he calls me, and as soon as he calls me, it gets dark. It gets dark, everything gets quiet. Soon as the moon gets over in front of the sun, the whole fucking neighborhood of kids. I saw one kid, but I hear this. It sounded like a stadium cheer, of just an uproar of children, cheering on this magical nature moment that we've all been witnessing at this moment, at this point. Because these kids I've never seen anything like. I've had a partial where it was a little dark for us. Skeet, skeet, minute, and then fucking, I don't know, I was like six or something. But they hear the fucking cheering from those children, and then some people put out some fireworks, but man, what an amazing, you know, I didn't shit on them. I was kind of roasting the people that would travel here to Texas and spend thousands and thousands of dollars to look at a fucking solar eclipse. And now I'm sorry, folks. I'm sorry I ever ragged on you, roasted you. I was wrong. That was worth every thousands of dollars that you spent. This is bugging me. It was worth all the thousands of dollars that you spent, believe me when I tell you. And if anybody got to witness that and see it, if you didn't see it or witness it, shame on you. If you were in the path of totality, I don't give a fuck what you were doing. You should have stopped to see the glorious vision that I personally saw. It almost seemed AI fake. That's how glorious this thing looked. This thing was, and then a little solar flare, whew, right before it came back. That has to be one of the fucking baddest ass coolest fucking things I've ever seen in my life. And I doubt anything in this fucking world that will ever happen to me again will never be that fucking awesome. If I wasn't talking to my brother, I might have got emotional. That's how powerful this vision was. You know, they talking about the traffic wasn't that bad, the state of emergency. I didn't understand all that. I mean, that was just fucking ridiculous. Hey, it's a state of emergency. We're going to be 2 minutes. 2 minutes of darkness. What do we do? Turn your fucking lights on. I mean, that's how stupid we are. We played that clip in the beginning of the show. It's true. And I played that clip for a purpose because they have signs here in Texas on the highway that says, do not pull over to look at the eclipse. Are we that fucking retarded as a fucking species that we don't know that you can't stop in the middle of the fucking highway to look at something? How stupid. That's how stupid we've had these signs. And then I see shit on Facebook. Wear your glasses. We got to be reminded that we have to wear glasses. And you still hear these fucking stories about people going blind because they didn't put their glasses on. All this trickery from the government and all these emergency get your food and water and shit's going to go down. And that was the worst fucking... You guys, the government will try anything at this point. After COVID got fucking exposed, they will try anything at this point to get you to fucking spend your money and be in a fucking panic. Fear. Fear. That's all they want. Because there wasn't a shitload of traffic. There was a shitload of people. Now, I'm in the boonies. I was in the boonies of fucking Georgetown, Texas. Were ranches and yards for days, and people were just, there was cars, people looking. Then I finally got back over in the suburban area, and that's when I got dark. That's when it got dark. And this government, it's an emergency, oh my God. Make sure you got food for 3 weeks, and this and that, and oh shit. Make sure you got your vitamins and whatnots and be ready, people. It's the end of the fucking world. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. Where's the laptop? Was it glorious? Was it a fucking amazing? I was never really a hater. I always seen pictures of these totality eclipse things, and I felt briefly when I was a kid. But this... My God, people, it was like a cleansing of your soul with nature. But that's not what we'll get out of this. This is not what the people of the world will get out of this. Some of us do. I'm not saying none of us will. A lot of us, everybody that I spoke to felt that, what I'm talking about. A magical, mythical shower of... We are just, what the fuck are we doing, right? Look at nature. Look at what nature provided us. Look at what science has provided us. When has God came down and showed us any fucking magical moment like that in the current years of people understanding and having education of intelligence and different wording? And I'm only saying that because back in the Bible days, there wasn't a whole lot, you know, as far as I know, even I could be wrong, but I don't think they had a vocabulary like we do. Man, that's radical. So, or the Bible would be a whole lot fucking different right now. Motherfucker, God said, let there be light. And fucking there was motherfucking light. Ain't that lit? That was lit. God said, let it be lit. And it was lit. That's how the Bible's 100 years from now. Did you see the fucking drizz on that, on them disciples? I think Jesus was out of pocket for saying that. Judas was definitely out of pocket. They wouldn't say boomer. They wouldn't say nice try, boomer. Whatever, boomer. Could you imagine the Bible 100 years from now and it's written in that language? Yo, motherfucker, Jesus wept. Jesus gave up his only motherfucking kid. For his fucking, to die for your fucking sins, motherfucker. Well, it's Africa. You know they said the N-word. Yeah, that's how you know that word was invented by a white guy. Oh, folks. But, man, I really can't put into words what the fuck I witnessed that day. Monday. It was probably, I'm still thinking about it. I'm still thinking about what I fucking witnessed. I was on the phone with my brother, and I don't, and I was, I caught myself talking to myself, like he was on the other line, but I was like looking, I was so mesmerized that I was like, I can't believe what the fuck I'm seeing right now. And he'd be like, what, what? I'm like, oh shit, I'm on the phone with somebody. That's how, that's how magnetic and magical. I don't know. I just can't give you a word that would describe the feeling I felt when I looked around and I looked up and I saw the ring around that dark hole. But seriously, seriously, I'm kidding. But that's how it was. And it looked so fake. I felt like we had finally, the rapture was, something was coming, like we were, like something phenomenal is about to happen. The world is about to change. And we do not know that that's not the case. There's fucking earthquakes in New Jersey, for Christ's sake. The world's like, bring Sopranos back! But I just can't tell you how overwhelmingly beautiful of what I saw. No camera, no cell phone, no video that you could ever show me will recreate what I saw live with my fucking eyeballs. I just don't understand all the haters out there, all the people hating on the eclipse. Like, what are you talking about, man? That was so fucking magical. And if you didn't find some spiritual cleansing out of that, then shame on you. Shame on you for not opening up your soul or your mind to experience that nature is very powerful. Nature is beautiful, and beautiful isn't even the correct word. Gorgeous, stunning, breathtaking, and we take advantage of her nonchalantly. And when you see something like that that you will never see in your lifetime again, oh, there's a guy, he's 100-something, and he's seen it 13 times, but besides that guy, totality, I will travel the world to see a totality again. I'm speechless. I was speechless. I got the high, the eclipse high. I came home and it felt like I was on an airplane and my ears were just like, whoa, 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 because I was just so high of what I just saw. And I think when this eclipse happened, we're going to see a shift in our lives, in the world, in our culture, in our minds. Everything is going to change to a different era in the human existence. Mark my words, I could be wrong, but it seems like this could be all in my head, but I feel like what I felt like it was the shift in my body of all my fucking cells shifting from sadness to happiness to sad to all the emotions a human can have. It was almost like this eclipse showed me who I was. I am just a part of nature. And resisting that is only going to make your life miserable. We stay on our phones and we watch our shows. And that's fine. That's fine. But sometimes you just have to separate yourself. And go outside, go in the woods, wherever you can go, a park, just outside in your front yard, your front stoop if you're in a city, whatever the fuck you are, just breathe whatever air you're living in and enjoy the nature around you. If you have to travel to get to nature, get off your ass and go out and enjoy nature. I never understood that about the shutdown either when they told you, you shouldn't be outside. Fuck that. That's exactly where you need to be. You need to be outside with the trees. I'm not trying to be hippie here. I'm trying to say oxygen, nature, looking at birds fly around, looking at fucking squirrels jump around with each other, looking at a bunny hop down the fuck, it's because they're scared shitless of you. Look at everything around you and forget about your Facebook, your Instagram, your TikTok, your Snapchat, your Netflix, your Max, your Paramount Plus, your whatever, your screens, your black mirrors. Forget about those for a fucking 5 fucking minutes, for Christ's sake, and go out and enjoy something that isn't fucking made by slaves halfway across the world for our entertainment, and enjoy something where we all are connected, and that's fucking nature. Forget about your genders, your pronouns, where you, who you want to vote for, who, what's your status on this or status on that. Shut the fuck up, go outside and look at nature, and let's figure out where the human part of nature can get back on fucking track and live our lives the way the world, Mother Nature, intended it to be. Everybody wants to put God and these gods and this and that in the equation, but we don't talk about Mother Nature. We shit on Mother Nature. We dismiss it as climate change that we caused and this. No, Mother Nature is giving us a lashing in these instances. That has nothing to do with us. Did we help? Of course. That's why we were put here, to be taught lessons. People were taught lessons years and millions of years ago. Floods, your Bible says so. Famines, diseases, all these things. This is just nature going, I am the fucking boss. And if you don't bow to my will, I will eliminate you. Because when we're gone, that's how egotistical the human species is. One, we think that there's 100,000 genders. Two, we have the right to live any way we want, but we let other men tell us, or women, or other human species tell us how to navigate our lives, how to live our lives, how to cope with our lives. What are we doing? What are we doing? We're straying far from Mother Nature. And if you can't look at that eclipse and think to yourself, what am I doing? Why am I wasting my time with grudges, with hatred, with bullshit, when there's beautiful things I could be enjoying in life, like my family, my friends, my pets? The things that make you happy. The things that make you dopamine hits your fucking soul. Those are the things you should be focused on. Not what kind of fucking, if cars make you happy, go get yourself a car or a toy or whatever the fuck you need to do. But go out and enjoy nature. Give back to nature somehow. Do something that Mother Nature knows that we still love her and we have not forgotten about her, and we're not fucking shitting on her with the guise of fucking climate change. Shame on us. Shame on us humans for acting like the total eclipse was a fucking money grab, because that's what happened. We bought glasses from China and they sell them for $6 to $8, $10. Thank you, T-Mobile, for giving mine for free for being a customer. That's how you do business, folks. That's how you treat your fucking customers. And not only did they give you eclipse glasses, it's sunglasses too. You can use them after. It's not just a one-time gig. Thank you, T-Mobile. I know I don't normally give these types of people advertisement, but this time I will. Thank you, T-Mobile, for making my viewing of that fucking solar eclipse, a man that is, I'm not rich, but I'm not going to spend fucking $8,000 for a pair of shit glasses that I'm never going to use again. Thank you, T-Mobile. Now, back to being fucking human and shitty. What are we doing? Like, I think it was the last podcast, or maybe I had a conversation with somebody, but these structures, maybe it's because of the bridge. These structures that we build now won't be around like the fucking pyramids and the Sphinx and the fucking the Taj Mahal, these types of things. We won't be around. You think fucking the Sphere in Vegas is going to be around in 100 years if everything goes to ruin? Fuck no.
Skeet, skeet, skeet.
Exactly. But we have to do better, folks. We have to do better. We have to stop hating and holding grudges and shitting on each other and accuse of people being racist or homophobic or this-a-phobic or that-a-phobic or you're this, you're that. Now don't be around those people. I know I say this week in and week out, but this eclipse has changed me somehow. I'm so mad at how the human race thinks that we've evolved into some smart, intelligent being when we're the dumbest fucking species on this goddamn planet. Come on. You have single little tiny bugs that can take out your life. And we think we're the superior fucking species? I don't think so, folks. I don't think so. I don't think we're so arrogant in our fucking own human ways that we've created this capitalism, socialism, fucking society that just relies on fake money. And people are like, that's fake money. That's monopoly money. All money is fake. There is no value to anything. The only value comes from what it means or what it means to you, right? In your heart, that's where the value lies. This shit that I'm using right now is paid with cloth. Cloth with somebody's pictures on it that we think that some great person. Well, he invented this. All these people you think that were great because they invented something. Sure, I love it and I use it because that's the times I live in. I can't. What am I supposed to do? Am I being a hypocrite? Probably a little bit, but that's fine. It's like you people with the Bible. Do you live by the Bible's rules? I don't fucking think so because you're living with your time. Thank you.
Skeet, skeet, skeet.
All over your fucking faces. But think about that. We go to work for most 18-hour days, 12, 8, whatever, how many? A minute is too fucking long. To be working for money that does not, for something, a value of money. Gold, any of this value. The word value is fake. Nothing has value as far as money is concerned because money isn't real. We say Bitcoin isn't real. I say that all the time. But physical money isn't real either. It's real materials. But in reality, it's nothing. A dollar bill is just the same as a rock you find on the ground. Well, no, splat, a dollar bill is a dollar bill. No, that's what we've created it to be. We can take that rock on the ground and create a fucking system of fucking currency out of it. That's how it started. And you're telling me that this dollar is worth more than that rock? I bet you that rock has more fucking uses than this dollar bill. You understand where I'm going with this? Does it make any sense what I'm fucking saying? Well, splat, you're crazy for saying that shit. That's nonsensical. No, it is makes sense. That's why you can't fucking comprehend it, you fucktards. Not you guys. You know who I'm saying. Splat, I thought you were going to change after the eclipse. I have changed. But I'm mad at the people that don't understand what I'm trying to say. Because it's not that fucking hard. And yes, of course, we can't go back now. You can't reverse. The only way we're going to reverse is if something tragical happens and we can't use these devices and plastics. Well, there'll be plastics around that don't dissolve. These motherfuckers will find and bury and die, and then they won't exist. Mother Earth doesn't keep things for too long, if you know what I'm saying. Your little plastic bag doesn't mean shit to Mother Earth. Let me clue you in. But no, we watch our TV and we're like, they're like, cut your plastic things from your six packs and no more straws with the plastics. And it's killing the turtles. It's killing the turtles and the whales are flopping up on the sea, on the shore, because they got so much plastic. There's a whole island of plastic. Yeah. But yet we continue. Well, we recycle splat. We don't recycle. Do your research on that recycle bullshit. That's a fucking farce. It's been known that. And if you haven't realized that, fine. Do whatever you got to do to make yourself feel better. But we need to, like I've said before, we need to go back to paper bags, paper cartons for your milk, these types of things, glass jars for your milk. Plastic, plastic, plastic. We got to have plastic. And everything tastes better back then because it wasn't all plasticked up. And now they're telling you that there's plastic micro blah, blah, blah in your body from all the fucking bottled water that we drink. But yet we still continue to do it. But I hope everybody got to enjoy the eclipse. You did your Pink Floyd or your Bonnie Tyler. A lot of people played Dark Side of the Moon when it started, and it was supposed to, at the time of the totality, the song Eclipse is supposed to come on. Now, I've been to these Wizard of Oz Pink Floyd laser showings, and those were amazing. So I couldn't imagine. I was working, so I couldn't put the Pink Floyd thing on. I was talking to my brother, but I did play Total Eclipse of the Heart by the vivacious Bonnie Tyler. And I also played the Dan Band version because that's my favorite one. And yeah, that was my eclipse party. The ideal would have been mushrooms. I'm telling you. If I would have known it was that glorious, I would have called off of work and did some mushrooms and watched it. That's what I would have done. And it was fucking weird, too, because it was, like, raining all day, off and on. It was real cloudy. And sometimes you could even just look up at the sky and you could see the sun poking through the clouds. And you can look without your glasses, see the fucking eclipse. And it got real cloudy, you know, once in a while you could peep out. And then right before the totality, all the clouds cleared away. It was so fucking magical. It was so magical. It was like the government shoot away. They cloud seeded away from the fucking sun. And gave everybody that spent their hard-earned money to come to Texas or wherever they are in the totality path, at least here. And man, it was, oh, here comes the eclipse. Ooh, like angels were fucking singing. I know I keep going on about this eclipse, but man, it was so fucking oof. Oof. Like, I want one every day. I just want one every day. Could you just show me that once a week? That would be great. What if I ever make it rich and I have money to fucking travel? Anytime there's a fucking travel, a solar eclipse, I'm traveling to the totality path because that is worth every motherfucking penny. Every penny. Yeah, man. But I hope you guys had to get, at least the people in the totality path got to see it. If you didn't get to see it in the totality path, hopefully you got to see it through your glasses somewhere in the world. But we won't be able to see one for another 20-something years, 2045, 44, something like that. I might be around. Probably won't be.
Indict the motherfucker.
That's right. Everything's falling apart on me. Oh, yeah. But, yeah, that was so fucking amazing. And then, of course, you have Beyonce. Beyonce! Stirring up some shit, ain't she? She's stirring up some shit, but fuck you people who are hating on her. Whatever, dude. Whatever. You guys, I remember when everybody loved Beyonce like they do Taylor Swift. The problem with what's going on in this world today is when you make money and you're successful at things, people have to drag you down with the hatred. It doesn't matter what you're great at or what you do or what you don't do. If you're doing better than everybody else, everybody has to fucking shit on you. And I've listened to some of these songs off this Beyonce album. Supposedly a country album, and it's about as country as any country song I've heard. So all these people fucking bitching and whining, she ain't country, this is despicable, this ain't country, this what the fuck, oh my god, oh god, what is she doing? She just gotta put her face in everything, doesn't she? Oh my god, this is not, I know she's from Texas, but she ain't country. Shut the fuck up. There's country singers from fucking Minnesota, for fucking Christ's sake. From fucking Canada. Shania Twain? I'm a country singer. What? You're from Canada. That's the most north part of fucking America. Well, I'm from South Canada. Does that count? That's how stupid you guys are. Yeah. She doesn't belong in country. Shut up. And people should do whatever the fuck they want. Come on now. Or did I already talk about Beyonce? I don't know. I just read another thing today about how she hit number one. She's number one in the country. And then of course they come. People were saying like, there's this theory now that Jay-Z went around and bought off all the fucking streamings, whatever it was. He went out, bought everything to make her number one. Now if that's the case, what's wrong with that? If he spent his money to get his girl to number one. What the fuck's wrong with that? Well, now he's a child molester and blah, blah, blah. You know, there's going to be a documentary. Oh, yeah, how Jay-Z was diddling the little D's. P. Diddy's diddling people. So was Jay-Z. Everybody's going down that was famous in the 90s and early 2000s. You're going down because we know you. Everybody has diddled people. Splat, that ain't funny, man. I said that ain't funny. Look, I don't give a shit. What Jay-Z did, if he did that for his woman, good on him, man. That's how you do it. That's how you fucking praise your fucking woman or your man or whatever, your theys, whatever it is that you are or you're in love with. That's what you do, man. That's how you show support. That's how you got your boo. That's how you ride or die. That's how you fucking do it. You take millions and millions and millions upon billions of dollars, and then you go buy all the CD. Well, back in my day, it'd be CDs and cassettes or whatever it is now, streamings or whatever it is. You go buy all that and you pay for all that for your woman to be number one. No, I'm personally not a Jay-Z or Beyoncé. I don't hate Beyoncé. I just watched her, and she's in one of my favorite biopic movies, and that's she's Etta James in Cadillac Records. It's a great movie. She did a great job in that movie. She was great in Dreamgirls. I mean, come on. Why are we shitting on Beyoncé? Because she's queen of the Illuminati? I mean, let's get real, people. If she wants to do a country album, let her do a fucking country album. Dolly Parton did one, or did a rock and roll album, right? People are allowed to change what they do. You know, if you just do rap music your whole life, it gets boring maybe to some people. Maybe not to everybody. Maybe if you do country music your whole life, you want to do a rock song or a rap song or an R&B song or a blues song, something. You understand what I'm saying here? This notion, like when MGK did the scene music, this notion that, nah, this is, he sold out and what the fuck is he doing? It's just, Eminem put him out of retirement. He had to go do rock and roll music. No, he didn't. He's a better talent than Eminem in that aspect. Just like Michael Jackson and Prince. Was one GOAT? Yes. Was the other one the multi-talented GOAT? Yes. So stop it. We just gotta stop it, man. Beyonce, write another fucking country album. There's actually a song on there I do enjoy. I don't hate the Texas Hold'em one. Everyone's like, I'm like, well, you know how you guys feel about that is how we feel about country music. So that's my new running joke. You probably told it here 1,000 times. But that's it, man. Here's the thing. If you don't like it, country folks, hillbillies, rednecks, whatever the whoever the fuck listens to that trashy, trash-ass fucking music. Here's the thing. Well, I don't like it. Every time it comes on, well, don't listen to it. And nobody needs to know that you hate it. Nobody cares that you like it. No one's going, oh, my God, Susie does not like the Beyonce song. I need to know how her opinion is on it every time she hears it. Susie, how you feel about it? I shouldn't have to ask. You should be automatically putting it up on Facebook with your hashtag Trump2024. I don't know, folks. You guys got me fucked up there. I don't know. Who cares that she made a country album? I listened to some of it, and it's, like I said, it's more country than country music that I've heard out there. So I don't know what you guys are bitching about. Just embrace it. Embrace it or don't embrace it. Enjoy it or don't enjoy it. You don't need to tell the world every 5 minutes about how much you hate Beyonce. She shouldn't be. I'm starting to think it is a racist fucking thing at this point. Come on, man. It's actually pretty good. If you like that type of music, there's a song called Levi something on there with Post Malone. It's a great fucking song. And I'm sorry you don't like it. She does Jolene. Now, is it the best version of Jolene I've ever heard? No, Miley did it better. Miley did it better. And but it's not horrible. And I'm pretty critical when it comes to music. I don't think it's horrible. Everyone's like, I just turned it off. I said, maybe that's why I like it, because everybody's hating on it. Sometimes I catch myself doing that. Like, wait a minute. Yeah, I'm going to make myself like this. You know, subconsciously, I'm going to make myself like this because everybody hates it. Right? Fuck you. Fuck you for hating on somebody trying so hard. But then I'll be hating on some shit that doesn't make sense either. So I'm just as guilty as you guys in that aspect. Oh, fuck, folks. Yeah, it's not a I've heard some of the country music. Some people that have said some shit on the socials about Beyonce's supposed trashy should not have been made a country album. And you know, I've seen you guys post some people you like. You know, Jelly Roll does rap music, but you don't hear the rap community going, "What the fuck, man? This sounds like shit. This doesn't belong here. You ain't from the city." Motherfucking Jelly Roll was with 3-6 Mafia before he was anything. That's who brought him up and gave him his flowers. That's where he started, was in 3-6 Mafia. So shut up, country folks. You guys all love Jelly Roll, but he's a hip-hopper at heart. He has been a hip-hopper, but you guys are okay with that. But Beyonce tries to do a little country, and you guys shit on her chest like she's R. Kelly at a fucking dungeon party? Come on, motherfuckers. You stupid hillbillies just got something to bitch about. If it ain't about Trump or Bush beer, then you guys just bitch and whine all the time. If it ain't about Keith Urban or whoever the fuck, these gay ass fucking songs that you like. And then when it comes, at least fucking Beyonce wasn't singing about the same old shit about her truck and solo cups and short shorts and fuck your music. You know what? I'm with Beyonce. Goddamn right. This ain't Texas. This ain't Hold'em, bitches. So fucking, I'm with Beyonce on this one. I have to say, you hillbillies are stupid, because I've listened again to your trashy ass fucking truck. I got a truck by a fire with a solo cup and a short sitting on my truck. Come on, man. You guys are trash. At least Beyonce could hire at least 20 people to write her a good country song. Well, it only takes our country folks one person to write it, and it shows. That's your fucking argument, you ninny? Come on. Yeah, well, it takes 18 people to write a Beyonce song, and it only takes Mark Wallen one person. Yeah, because his shit is like fucking Dr. Seuss on fucking chewing tobacco, fucking his cousin in the back of their fucking Chevy. Now shut up and sit down and let Beyonce have her moment. Or I will play that fucking song everywhere I go. I'll make it my goddamn ringtone. And I'm in Texas. People are going to fucking really hate me. And motherfucking, the song's about Texas. She's from Texas. I'm sorry. And you guys can't show her some love? I sound like Snoop Dogg in the 90s now. You can't show no us no love? Damn, man. Every fucking Texas fucking born, whatever, Texas raised, whatever the fuck, you guys embrace like a motherfucker as long as got my beer in my solo cup, got some bitches on the back of my truck, you know? As long as you got that, it's fine, right? You fucking idiots. What about Little Roy Troy or whatever the fuck, Cowboy Troy or whoever the fuck was doing the rapping? Come on. Stop it. Stop it. Fuck, people. You guys wear me out with your bullshit, with your fucking bullshit. And it's just going to ramp up because it's an election year, too. You guys are just going to come out with the more bullshit. But your hatred for the your hatred for the Beyonce thing is weird. So weird. You grow up. And that's coming from a child, man. Man child. Grow up. Sorry, I've been in the rain for the last 2 days, so I sound real nasally. I'm stuffy. I'm runny. I'm ing, 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 ing. Every week I tell you this, but it's Texas. You just. It's like you're on cocaine, but you're not feeling the buzz, but your nose is like, hey, but anyway, We got to stop with the hating on other artists. Maybe I'm kind of defending Beyonce because I like art. I'm an artist myself. And if you don't think I'm an artist by what I do, go fuck yourself. But I don't know. I just don't understand why people can't shift from a genre to another genre. I don't understand why you can't do that. Well, when I was growing up, that was a common thing. People jumped around from genres, whatever was popular. Do you think the David Bowie sounded the same in the 80s that he did when he was in the 70s? Do you think what's another good example of the people that creeped into the Billy Joel? Do you think he sounded just like he did in the 80s? Like he did the 70s, or Paul Simon, or these types of people, Genesis, Phil fucking Collins. Come on, man. Phil Collins. Name one song he wrote that you hate. Exactly. Shut the fuck up and sit down. What else did we have going on besides the eclipse and Beyonce hating? Fuck has been going. We have bridges been hitting each other. More bridges getting hit. Things are getting weird. Things are getting real weird, folks. It's an election year too, so you know there's some avian flu. I think is back. Something's gonna come back. Some disease is gonna happen. I think I did my predictions months ago on here, episodes ago or something. So look out for all that. I really don't know. I've been watching the news lately. I did see one of the mother from the grandmother from Black-ish was on one of her. She has a podcast or something, and I just saw it briefly. And basically, she was saying, you know, she sounded like the View bitches, the cunties on the View. She's like, Donald Trump's gonna put black people in concentration camps. And Trump is going to be the next Hitler. Mark my words. He is no good for the black folks. Now, what? He's already been president once. She says, everybody that wasn't on his side and didn't vote for him, they're coming after us. And I hate to tell you, lady, but I know a lot more black people that voted for Trump on both of those elections than I do white people. So that's a lie. That's as dumb as the View, the cunties. I'm not glazing over that this bitch just called Trump Hitler. I feel like that's a rhetoric right now. Trump is Hitler. He's going to lock everybody up that was against him and this and that. But isn't that what you guys, isn't that what the other side did? Didn't kind of what you did? So who's the Hitler here? I believe Joe Biden needs to go and Trump's probably going to win. I hate to tell you, folks. But what stupid shit to say. And I was getting to the cunties on the View, too, because, and trust me, this Hitler concentration, if you believe any of that, you shouldn't be allowed to vote. And I guess I'm not trying to hit one specific subject. I'm talking about these dumb cunts or these dumb fucking douchebags on fucking television. Trying to give you their opinion, kind of like I do. But at least I admit that mine isn't. I don't know if mine's factual. I just spitting off at the fucking mouth. There are some things that are factual. But I'm not here trying to. I'm just trying to figure things out here. I'm not trying to give you any information. So this cunty cunt on The View decides to say the eclipse was because of climate change. That all the gases and shit were produced and forced the fucking this and that for the moon to fucking. She was like, all these earthquakes and the eclipse now. And what was the other thing? It was all three things that has nothing to do with climate change at all. It's just nature. It has nothing to do with climate change. But what I'm trying to get at here is these fucking people on TV, and it's just ramping up. They're so dumb. Or on these podcasts. As I'm telling you this through a podcast.
Skeet, skeet, skeet.
Yeah, yeah. But what I'm trying to say is, and I'm known for saying things that may not be factual, or I didn't look it up, or it doesn't matter. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a journalist. I'm not any professional in any sort of way of anything. Professional ball buster or something, but roaster. Maybe. It's not even professional. I don't even get paid for it. I don't even get paid for this. So this isn't professional. This is a hobby. This is where I like to just diarrhea at the mouth on a microphone because everybody around me is tired of hearing me talk.
Skeet, skeet, skeet.
Yeah. But it's just sad to see that people say this shit. And then you see people that follow these people like it's gospel, right? Like it's fucking, you're right. Trump is going to be like Hitler. Oh my God, girlfriend. We got to retaliate. We got to get the women's against Trump's together and protest in front of his tower.
Indict the motherfucker. Let's indict.
But you guys got to stop. Just stop believing and go and figure things out on your own. I know I keep saying this, but it's an election year, and I got to beat it inside everyone's head that you can't go and just willy-nilly listen to people, what the fuck they're saying. Like eclipse and earthquakes are fucking tornadoes. That's because of climate change? Tornadoes, maybe. I could see your argument. But earthquakes? Eclipse? Got nothing to do with the climate. So shut your fucking cunty mouth. And these motherfucking view cunts, every day they're in the news for saying something stupid, but yet they're allowed to be on TV. And they should be allowed to be on TV. They should be allowed to say whatever the fuck they want. And I should be allowed to make fun of them. Because they're stupid cunts that just say, that just virtual signal and say keywords, a bunch of liberal fucking cunty cunts. They're all Karens at one table. It's a climate change. The eclipse is a climate change. And Trump is going to be Hitler. I think Whoopi even said that. Shut the fuck up, Whoopi. Yeah, Christ. I'm not even Trump campaigning here. I'm just saying he's the smartest choice. Let's go, Brandon. Oh, fucks. But speaking of the eclipse, man, I'd like to get Sarah the Witch on here at some point and talk about her experience. She was at a witch festival, and I guess she said she cried, of course. Hopefully she doesn't mind me saying that. But if you can I know she has a review. You can go check out a review on The Frequency Podcast, wherever you get your podcast. I think it might be on Spotify. Not sure. I think she shifted somewhere else, but go see THEE Frequency Podcast and also thefrequency.com. She sold a lot of merchandise, so that means there's some hot stuff. She's got some new stuff coming in, or they're already in, some new merch. Go check it out, thefrequency.com, THEE frequency.com. Sarah the Witch on Instagram, The Frequency on Instagram, and Facebook. And yeah, so I'd like to get her, I'd like to go check out her review of the eclipse, but I'd like to get her on here to give us an eclipse reading whenever she can make it. I know she's been busy making that moolah. I just want to let her know I'm proud of what she's done, how she's far she's got. I think she finally understood what I was trying to tell her, was go to these festivals, get set up camp. And that's how I pictured her, what she would be doing when she got down here. And she did it, unbeknownst to me. But good for her. Proud of you, Sarah, the witch. So proud of you. Keep it going. Hopefully we'll get her on soon. It's been a while since we've done a Tarot Card Tuesday. But we have some reoccurring guests coming back. I hope soon. And if you'd like to come on the show to talk, just to hang, or to promote, do whatever you want, please come on. I'd love to have you on, no matter who you are, no matter what you do, no matter what your age is. Just make sure you have a parental, parental guidance or somebody to fucking watch her. That's why. But yeah, if you want to come on, reach me at splatchyouincorner@gmail.com or Splatch You in a Corner on Facebook, Splatch You in a Corner on Instagram, Splatch You in a Corner YouTube. I'm trying to get that straightened out, but if you want to hear my music, I haven't released anything recently, but I'm going to soon. Splat 420 Chappelle on YouTube. And, of course, Mr. Nice Guys, the green room at Mr. Nice Guys. Go down there, check it out. They always got some amazing tokes and jokes on Fridays. Now they have different comedy shows and stuff on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Go check that out. Rap battles, all kind of different stuff comedy-wise. On Tuesdays and Thursdays now, those are free shows. Of course, Toast and Jokes is $25 for the prime seating. Then you have Wednesdays, like tonight would be game night. And then next week will be movie night. So they switch off and on. Go check that out. They always play great up-to-date movies that are recent. They're, you know, sometimes they play some classics. Like last time they played the Bob Marley movie. So go check them out. Always doing something on Saturdays and Sundays. Go check them out on the socials. The Green Room, Austin. Mr. Nice Guys, Austin. There's some underscoring. Mr. Underscore Nice Underscore Guys Underscore Austin, I believe. Something like that. But go check it out. Just type it in. You know, I don't need to tell you the exact one. It's easy to type the first couple letters in. It'll show. It'll come up. Happy Face or The Green Room. Go check it out. 13201 Pawn Springs Road, because Mr. Nice Guys is a smoke shop. And then when you go right through the little green door of the Mary Jane, and then you go through the little speakeasy, go there. They got all your hemp needs, your 420 friendly needs, and tip the bud tenders back there. Olive, Ashley, Courtney, everybody back there. Of course, Keith always spinning the tunes. DJ Chaotic. Yeah. Let's go check that out. And that's really where you should be. I'm not gonna lie. I think that's it with what's going on. So yeah, hopefully we get some people on. I like having the guests on, so if you want to be a guest, let me know. If you're far away, we could figure it out. We can figure things out. It is the month for 420. 420 is going to be a little weird for me this year. I have to go to a memorial for a friend that had passed away. So I don't know how much 420 partying, like I won't be able to put on my outfit or anything. But I will do the night before, maybe. I don't know. But I'll lead you out with Mary Jane. Yeah, so 420 is going to be, maybe I can get out or before or something, but I have to go to like a little memorial for our friend that passed away. R.I.P. Jolie. You will be missed. You were an amazing friend. And there's a connection there to the podcast. Heard the end of the podcast. Christian, she's been on the podcast before. It was her aunt, and we were all good close friends. And that's where I'll be going on 420. Didn't mean to bring everybody down, but that's the truth of it. Normally every 420 I'm out there with my marijuana outfit or marijuana get up, but this time it's deeper than that, folks. It's remembering somebody that was an amazing, beautiful person. And it's only proper for us to go remember her and her amazing life and celebrate that. Okay? So, everybody, I hope you have a good week, weekend, whatever it is. Get out there, have some fun, and get high, stay fly. Peace and love, and the holy smoke above. I'm out, bitches.
Without you, I would never be the same.